irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 hello, you heard that guy. You are listening to the Abracadabra Show, Create What You Speak. Hello, shalom, shana tova, a happy new year. This is Ilan Azulay, and I'm here hosting the show. I'm a spiritual mentor and empowerment speaker and coach for women who desire to reclaim their power. And this is a wonderful time. These are wonderful times. Every time is a wonderful time, but it's important to recognize which is which and when. And we'll start with the daily prayer. והריני מקבל על עצמי את מצוות עשה של ואהבת לרעך כמוך. I hereby accept on myself the due commandment of love your fellow human like you love yourself, like you express yourself. The focus here is first yourself. First yourself. How can you be for others if you can't be for yourself? And you know, and this week has been a wonderful week again. Today is the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. It's called New Year in English, the loose English. But in reality, it's little translation of the head of the year. The head of the year. We'll talk about that. How does that correlate to our daily life? And, sometimes we look at things and we say, only a miracle can get me out of this situation, or only a miracle can bring me this abundance, or only a miracle can fix our relationships. Well, miracles happen all the time, and Are they a product of our creation? Are they a product of the universe is giving us abundance or trying to teach us a lesson or so we can grow? Not teaching us a lesson from the place of you've been naughty, you need to be taught a lesson. No. A lesson from the essence point of why we're here, to grow and to evolve and to see things as they are and to let go of attachments and emotional bondage that we put on ourselves. We put ourselves in it, actually. Not put that on us. We put ourselves in it. We allow ourselves to... We allow these situations to consume us. And many times to lose focus and to lose clarity and to lose why we're doing what we are doing. Many times we're also acting out of a pattern. Many times we act out of patterns. And we also forget why we do those things, for example. I want to start the day with another song of Liron Ben Shimon. I put the first song of hers last week. Wonderful musician. Great voice, great harmonies, great creativity and interpretation. And miracles. Miracles is this song. And I'm going to translate some of the words that are in Hebrew. Miracles don't just happen. They sneak in the darkness. When the ground is fertile and the air is cleared and perfumed. Miracles don't just happen. They crawl up in a memory that never existed, contracted inside themselves, waiting for a sign. We're waiting for a sign all the time. And sometimes when we don't pay attention to our own desires, to our authentic truth and desires from that place. And we don't listen to what the universe has for us, then we get a slap in the face and we need to make a change. And change leads to many times traumatic events, the trauma. And trauma leads to a change. So we'll talk about that. So here's the song Miracles.
כשהקרקע פוריה, כשהאוויר נקי ומבוסם. ניסים לא קורים כך סתם. הם מטפסים בעלייה בזיכרון שלא היה. מחובצים, מכונסים בתוך עצמם. מחכים לאות, ממתינים לסימן. יש אסונות שעשויים מחלומות מרוסקים. יש אנשים שמאבדים ולא מוצאים, והשמיים הם פתוחים, העננים קלים קלים. אבל אני חלמתי על ניסים.
Miracles do happen, and we can target towards those, and we can think, imagination. That's like, you know, it's like you're standing in a center of a football field, in the middle, and the entire football field is your field of imagination. Anywhere you go, anywhere you move your arm, that's your imagination. Create whatever you want from that field. So let's take it down here a little bit. It's nice to, we're looking at the big pictures many times, and also I like to bring it down here so we can learn to implement it or see how that is playing in our lives every day. So Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, the head of the year. It's called in Hebrew Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh is head, and the year is just like our body. In Judaism, in Kabbalah, the year is just like our body, just like everything, just like the creation, just like the galaxies, is a mimic, is a replica of our body, of our existence, of our complexity, of the complexity, and everything is a mirror. And so the head of the year is described like the head of the body. That when we take care of our head, when we make space, release what needs to be released, let go of what needs to let go, to be let go. Making space for ourselves to receive, making space for ourselves to give. Then we are cultivating really a healthy mindset. Just like in our body, when we have a headache usually tells us, listen, there is something going on with your body, hello, take care of it. But what do we do many times? Take a pill. Take a chill pill. Take a headache pill. Take a pill. Take a pill. This pill society. Not everybody, of course, is that way, but that's the, let's call it, quote-unquote, the mainstream. And so, when we take care of our body, when we have a headache in our, we have a headache in our head, it usually tells us, okay, we don't have enough oxygen because we don't sleep well, or we don't sleep, or we are hungry, or we need sugar, or we need carbs, or we need water. There are a bunch of very simple things that the body is basically telling us something is going on. And when we take a pill, like one of those headache pills, then what is happening, the pill is working on the pain receptors, telling you, you don't have pain. It's like a hypnosis. You don't have pain. And you think, oh, that's it, my headache went away. But the actual problem didn't go away. The body is still lacking something, and it takes time until the body will catch up. And when we do that often, our body gets sick and our body deteriorates. So when we are taking care of our physical body, what we eat, how we eat, when we eat, do we work out, do we don't work out, we walk, we don't walk, how much we sleep, how much we, everything, and everything is in balance, then our body is healthy. It's like our spirit. When we take care of our emotional needs and our emotional well-being, taking every situation that happens as an opportunity to see what is the opportunity here for me to grow. What is the opportunity for me to see how can I be better than a minute ago, than an hour ago, than a day ago, a year ago? Pick your time span. And it's not coming from an egoic place. It's not about being egoic, about me, 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 me. It's about being well so we can be better for that person who is in front of us. And the buck doesn't stop with us. It's not about us getting better, getting good, to boast about oh, this is me, it's all because of me, it's all my power and my might and my will and my, yeah, it's your will, but you have help, you have tools, you have help from the universe. It's about receiving so we can be able to give more fully. And so the head of the year is like the head of the body, and each month reflects a different part. And so beginning the year, so the tradition is that we take tonight, we dip an apple in honey, and going back to the name of the show, Abracadabra, we create what we speak. Literally in Aramaic, that's what it says, I create what I speak. So when we are inviting to us, asking, believing, and believing in what we're asking, and believing in its authenticity, in why we ask that which we ask, then we are allowing the channels of abundance to pour upon us. We are telling the universe, we are ready. You are ready. You are ready. And in whatever part of the journey that you are, of your life, whatever is going on now, one important thing to remember is that you are exactly where you need to be. You are exactly where you need to be. You are exactly who you need to be, where you need to be, and when you need to be. And the reason you are here is because you are not over there. You are here. You are here because you chose to come here. Your actions and your belief about your actions brought you here. And there is a reason you are here. You're either here to continue from the next step that you graduated from the previous experience that you've learned and you've taken the lesson, or you are here for a rerun. We go through that many times. We don't get it sometimes the first time, we get it the second time, third time. Sometimes we have to go several times until we get it. So we keep repeating the same patterns, same relationship patterns, some people that we attract to ourselves that we don't necessarily want to embrace that energy, to be in that space with that person, because that person is not, appears to be healthy for you, but everything is there for you. So we are in the head of the year, we are planting a seed for abundance, planting a seed for greatness, planting a seed for us to be healed, to work from an authentic and truthful place. And what doesn't serve us leaves. Because if I don't release what I need to release, I won't have space in my instrument to receive that which the universe is giving me. And we don't know 10 steps ahead of the game. We don't know even two. We don't know what will happen tomorrow. Tomorrow never happened. Or an hour from now. So when we are in any situation, especially when a trauma happens, when something traumatic happens, a separation, a divorce, an argument, something that is causing a change, can be a very traumatic event, especially in those times. So you don't lose your center. You don't lose your benchmark. And your benchmark is when you are in a good space, where you are in a space of fluidity. When you're in that space, it's easy to lose, it's easy to continue, but when you're not in that space, you lose focus, you lose clarity, you get consumed in the process. In the process, for example, if your partner is acting or doing or whatever he or she are doing during this difficult time, and we react to that because of fear of what may happen if you are not with that person anymore. So we don't know what we are here to fully accomplish. But we do our actions, and when we are in a truthful place and not consumed by a process, we can look and say, what is the opportunity for me to grow from here? And what do I need to change? Because the only place that we can change and the only person we can change is us, me. Not the other. The other is many times a reflection of who we are. And they are doing what they're doing because this is who they are. This is how they respond to stressful situations or to all kinds of situations. You are a trigger to that person, and that person reacts in a certain way. Think of yourself the other way around. When somebody tells you something or pushes your button, and how do you react? Do you react? Well, the way that you react is many times a pattern of how you're familiar to react in those situations. When you start responding, when you start taking a situation, internalizing it, not identifying with it, just internalizing, seeing what is going on, why this person told me what he told me or she told me. Where is that coming from? Where is that coming from? I had a a client this week, and she told me that the person that she was seeing, basically right off the bat, really was asking to see her her phone because he didn't trust what she's doing on her phone. Now, they just met, and she doesn't have a history of lies or cheating, or she's past that. And when that person said what he said and wanted to see the phone because he believed that she's talking to other people, now he doesn't know her. He just met her a couple of weeks, 3 weeks. And when those things are happening, it shows that there is something going on deeper than that phone thing, and it is not her story. It is not her story. Meaning that this person, the guy, he had an experience, a not good experience, a negative experience of lies and cheatings and a lot of other negative things that happened in the previous relationship that left a traumatic experience. It was traumatic for him. And what happened is, in the next relationship with my client, he brought that pain over to that relationship, to this new relationship. So what is happening here, without judgment, and there is no judgment here, there is just a presentation of what is, like a map. Like, if we look at everything like a map, it's hard many times because we are in the process. And that is why we wait a little bit. That is why it's good to wait a little bit, to let the bubbles of the emotions to come down. And then we can look at things like a map, like what it is. When I say what it is, A happened, then B, then C, then D. That kind of thing. So he clearly brought in a traumatic experience, and the result or the continued effect of that traumatic experience. So when situation like this happen, we get triggered many times. We're humans. We're in this humanoid experience. So we get triggered. But when we realize that we got triggered, that's the opportunity. That's the opportunity to look at, see, and see what is really the opportunity here? What is the opportunity to learn about myself? What is the opportunity also to learn about the other? And maybe the partner that brought this pain point into this new relationship is not even aware that that is what is happening. Because they're both right. She is right, for the sense that it is not her story, it is not her experience, and she didn't experience this in the past, and it was really was taken off guard by him asking or saying that or demanding that. It wasn't her story, but what happened, what he did or said, triggered something else in her of being judged. So she is right where this is not her story, and yet she got triggered because she felt judged. He, on the other side, said what he said because he's in that traumatic place and he couldn't see that he is in that place. So when we look at this situation, and you can exchange this, the scenario with different scenarios that are happening between you. Not everything is, it's not a blanket statement, but every situation is to its own, with its own understanding, but you can take this and look at it in every situation that is happening in relationship or otherwise. Does that belong to you? If we get triggered and we get upset and we get consumed in the process, many times it means that we believe, first of all, what that person is saying, A, and then we resent it, B, and then we attack, C, and then we feel bad or depressed, or where did we get there? D, I mean, you see, we create all these stories during this period of this emotional charge that is happening right as the trigger is happening, as that person told you that. So now I talked about it also in the last time, and this is one of the things that I work with when we meet, is when the time that somebody tells you something, from the moment that you get triggered until the moment that you realized that you got triggered. That's the crucial point. From the moment you got triggered until the moment you realized that it is not your story, that you didn't get triggered. This is what I call trigger time, truth time. It's the trigger time until we realize the truth time. And that is our opportunity. And the more we practice this, the more you practice this. Practice in the sense of recognizing when you realize what is happening, and trying not to allow the ego to get into the way. Like saying, oh no, I'm not going to say that so he doesn't think or she doesn't think that I am weak. Recognizing something and admitting something that you have done or you have said that is not in alignment really with what you want is not a weakness, it's a strength. It is one hell of a strength. It's recognizing that what the way that you were, the way that you reacted or responded or whatever you said, wrote, is not aligned with really what you want. First of all, there is always a time to correct. There is always a time to bring together, to come together. But it's a strength. It's a strength. It's a strength to realize that. It's a strength to admit it. Because when we admit and we recognize, not admit from a guilt standpoint, but admit in recognizing what has happened, we are strong. And we're starting, and we're continuing and starting to reclaim our power. To reclaim our power from giving it away. Basically, coming back home.
זה כבר שאין בית. הוא צועק בקרקס, נמרים מכל צד, והאור כל כך דק עדיין. אם הייתה אומרת שהכל יהיה בסדר, מניחה את ידה על כתפו, רק תספור עד עשר, המפלצת תיעלם, לא תחזור. אם הייתה אומרת בן שלי הכל בסדר, הוא היה מהנהן בראשו, היה כותף לפרחים בגינה כל שבת, הוא שלה היא שלו. הוא נרדם ונזכר איך היה מאושר בסלון, עומד ושר. אם הייתה אומרת שהכל יהיה בסדר, מניחה את ידה על כתפו, רק תספור עד עשר, המפלצת תיעלם, לא תחזור. אם הייתה אומרת בן שלי הכל בסדר, הוא היה מהנהן בראשו, היה כותף לפרחים בגינה כל שבת, הוא שלה היא שלו. כשתהיה גדול תגיע לירח, אף אחד כבר לא יפגע בך, ילד תעזור, ילד אם תהיה קרוב רק לעצמך.
Another Liron, Coming Home. Great music. Well, I want to give you the phone number here so you can call and share and express. 818-602-4929, 818-602-4929. And so Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, coming back home, making choices from an authentic place. You know, we don't see our full potential many times. We don't see our full potential. It's like this sentence. You know, everybody can really say how many seeds are in one apple, but can anyone say how many apples will come out of one seed? This is how we are. We see what we have. We don't see what we don't have. We don't see how things will turn out. We're doing an action, and then many times our action doesn't yield what we want. Sometimes on the contrary, it yields actually what we don't want. So you ask yourself, what is the happen? What is going on? And so what is happening when we put an apple seed or a seed in the ground? The tree doesn't come out of the seed. The seed disintegrates in in a short time. It's the environment. It's the soil. It's the soil that nurtures and gives you and gives us the right environment to grow. And so what environment are we surrounding ourselves with? Who do you want to sit at your table? Who do you want to be part of you? Somebody that helps you grow. That's the environment. The environment is also how do we look at ourselves? How do we look at what is around us? Because everything that we perceive, everything that we see, that we look outside and we see, all is happening in the head. Just like when the client that had this situation with somebody that she's seeing. She is right, and he's right. We're both right. Because these are personal truth experience, their experience of truth, based on where they are, based on their self-thought, self-belief, self-value. That's the perception. So the question is, how do you bridge two perceptions that appear to be completely in different worlds? Well, the easy way out is always easy. It's very easy to get out and say, ah, doesn't work. Well, but if it doesn't, if you get up and it doesn't work, you're really not dealing with why you got yourself where you got yourself. Because then what will happen? Will happen again. And that is what I was talking earlier about the classes, the graduation of a class. This is every situation, every experience. Every experience is a class. Every person that we meet in our lives is a mirror, is a teacher, especially those who, quote-unquote, we don't get along with or that are challenging to us or appear that they have done wrong by us. The reason I say appears because it's exactly what it is. It appears. It's how we perceive things and what is the place that we're looking at that. And not to say that there is no damage, somebody did something, yes, there are things that responsibility could, would, and should follow as part of a growing process. I know I can talk for myself. It's a growing process, and when we are in that space of authenticity, then we are really we are moving towards what we want. We are embracing, we are surrounding ourselves with people that will help us grow. And so the Rosh Hashanah, yeah, this, the apple is a seed. We don't know. It's like the half glass full, half glass empty kind of sentence. You are neither. You are a full glass always. It's just that half you see, half you know, and half you don't know yet. Half you don't know yet. But what you know is what you know. So if we stay only with what we know, we only have half a glass. If we do not want to move forward, or we don't trust ourselves because we've been told all our lives A, B, C, or D, and E, especially E, then we grow up with these beliefs and we have many times fear of resolving that. So we move forward, we move out, we go to a different city. Oh, that doesn't work. Oh, I don't love you anymore. Yeah. And the fear, unfortunately and fortunately, many times dominates our perception. And it's hard to maintain that place of clarity, that place of truth, because everything seems to be so real in your face, right there. And you ask yourself, why is this all happening to me? Why this and this and this and this? I'm I'm going somewhere else. I'll start a different place. It'll be better. Well, that's the repeating of the class. When the courage is not there to go into the places that you really need to go there. And how you get there is your journey. Everybody gets there differently. How we get there is our journey. But many times our fear is controlling our future. And the fear is about something that may happen based on something that did happen. Or many times, something that may happen based on something that actually did not happen. You're afraid to say something to your husband or to your fiancé or to your boyfriend because you are afraid of maybe what he'll say, and if he'll say that, then you'll act like this, and you created a whole movie and a whole set and everything, and when you get to that place, it didn't happen as you thought it would happen. So what happened? So you feel good. Say, ah, wow, what a great... So you think really, oh, wow, what a miracle. Oh, whoa, how great things are working out. But what is happening is really created a drama based on something that didn't exist, that didn't happen, and then you relax yourself. So it's like you work yourself up for nothing, and then it's like you try to grind water. What do you get when you grind water? You get water. So you're really just doing stuff for working out, and nothing is happening, and actually you're deteriorating yourself. And this is something, this brings me to something I started talking about last week, and I'll talk about this now. Okay, you ready? I'm going to talk about this now. Now is the time. Okay, well, so I was going through my notes. Fear. Fear of dealing with something. Fear of dealing with something that actually going through that first hurdle of actually taking one little small action towards it can actually create a chain reaction and an effect and bring the next actions just flowing in. Think about like a domino, the domino effect. You know, you can set up kilometers of dominoes chips that are standing on their side, on the edge. And all you need to take down all these thousands of dominoes pieces is just one little push in the beginning. I saw this study that actually the second domino can be, so the one domino can knock down the second domino that can be 50% bigger than it. So the first one is a domino cube, and it can knock down a domino and a half. And the domino and a half can knock down the three. So in the size, in the strength of it. And so like, technically after like eight dominoes, you can knock down, you have a power to knock down 1.7 meter domino or an object. So like what, after 24th dominoes, you can knock down the pizza, theoretically, right? But the point is, all we need is that little action. And many times we get stuck in the procrastination of we want to do something. I want to be there. I want to go there. I want to do that. I want to be... And we get stuck in the want process. And we don't do that which we want. Small action will knock down the entire domino effect, the entire domino orchestration. So the fear is holding us back. And this is what happened for thousands of years to the feminine. For thousands of years, it's been a patriarchal, and we are seeing a shift, and a shift is happening all over, and the energetic, the kundalini of the earth has shifted too. Everything is in movement and in shift, and we are in the midst of huge shift, and we see that the empowerment of women, and it is wonderful, and it is about time, from a divine, truthful place, not from an egoic place, and this is the place I wanted to talk about. For thousands of years, women have been oppressed, and I talked last week about the book by Toby Browning, how a woman turned into a man, and have been oppressed in religion, in education, at work, in different ways, shapes, and forms. Why? Because of the fear from the feminine. The masculine fear of the feminine caused these actions. Why? Because the feminine is more with Bina, with understanding, is more developed, is stronger. Guys, sorry. But it is not about who is stronger or less strong or who is subordinate or who is a submissive. It's not about that. Or women, the same thing. It is not about now I am here, now that we've been oppressed for thousands of years, or let's talk about you. You've went through an experience of abuse. You went through an experience of oppression. Of what you can do, you cannot do that because you're a girl, because you're a woman, you can't wear these colors, why are you wearing these colors? All kind of societal things. And now you start seeing your power. And now you're in a place where you start opening up, blooming like a flower, and starting slowly to believe that you are more than good enough. That you embody in yourself a huge amount of creativity, light, understanding, maturity, high level of spirituality, high level of competence. And the very thin line is, if there is no resolution, if there is no healing from you towards the masculine, from you towards men, then you're going into this place from a place that is more egoic and not authentic, because now you can be in a place of you don't like men, or now you are a goddess that I am here to teach men how to be and how to love and how to A, B, C, and this is serving that place that has not been healed, that those self-judgments, those experiences with men that may have caused harm, oppression, in all kind of ways, shapes, and forms. Physically, mentally, spiritually, all kind of places, all kind of situations. This is the place for you, the time for you to reclaim your power, not from a place of wound. For example, also if you meet somebody, when you meet somebody, and if you find yourself that you are in a place of you cannot live without that guy, you don't know what will happen. And also guys, the same thing. I spoke to somebody yesterday, a gentleman in the same experience, cannot let go of a 40 years of marriage, and the last 10 of them have not been. It's the letting go. It's recognizing that the fear is what is holding us back. The fear is what is holding us back. And it's just this little push. That little push that will nudge you. You know, like those pinball machines. Sometimes you had to nudge them in the 80s or the 90s to move the ball a little bit because it kind of got stuck a little bit on the edge. So it needs some nudging to move the entire game around. This is the new year. This is a new beginning. This is for you. You are growing. You are blooming. You don't know yet what's in store for you. You are here to experience. You are here to love. And be gentle with yourself. Remember that what happened yesterday, a week ago, 10 years ago, you had a different set of eyes. And now you are here today, more experienced, ready, ripe to bloom, and to conquer the island. And when you are ready to conquer that which you are here to conquer, you burn all the ships. You don't allow anything else to distract you because you are here to conquer, trusting yourself, believing that you have all the gifts and all the power to create. Abracadabra. You create what you speak. Thank you for being here today. Have a wonderful year. This is Ilan Azulay, and you can listen to these shows, to these recordings that are on the page of the radio site, that is on my page, and you can get to my page on facebook.com/bodysoulsound. Shana Tova.
ולך מלכתי היה אז כן.